A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up the hill. There he sat down and was joined by his disciples. Then he began to speak. This is what he taught them. How happy are the poor in spirit! Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy the gentle! They shall have the earth for their heritage. Happy those who mourn! They shall be comforted. Happy those who hunger and thirst for what is right. They shall be satisfied. Happy the merciful. They shall have mercy shown them. Happy the pure in heart. They shall see God. Happy the peacemakers. They shall be called sons of God. Happy those who are persecuted in the cause of right. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are you when people abuse you and persecute you and speak all kinds of calumny against you on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Makarioe hoe petou hoe toi pneumati. Sometimes we need to hear the pattern of the sounds to also comprehend their impact. What is translated as blessed sounds more forceful in Greek, makarioi. It is an active characteristic, a summons, not simply a description. These ringing phrases are the introduction to the lengthy Sermon on the Mount in Matthew and the Sermon on the Plain in Luke. Slightly different formulations lead to the same conclusion. Jesus is the new Moses, giving the outline of how to live in the freedom of God in the same way Moses, in Deuteronomy, gives the outline of how to live the freedom of the land of promise. Both have a similar setting. The people are about to enter a new reality, freed from the desert. They now enter their promised home. The saints canonized by the church and the greater number acknowledged by those who loved them entered their promised home in the course of their lives. That reality shines through their often long and tempestuous journey to that home. That reality gives us hope that we too can live the invitation which Jesus gives in this great Constitution of the Kingdom of God. Another aspect of Moses' discourse in Deuteronomy, which is shared by Jesus, is that Moses speaks to the people before his death. Deuteronomy is Moses' last will and testament, and the culmination of his journey with God. Jesus, from this moment, undertakes his journey to Jerusalem and the cross. The Beatitudes are also a last will and testament, and we are both the beneficiaries and, through the power of the gift of the Holy Spirit, executors. The entire multitude of saints are the faithful executors of the will of Jesus. We are called into that number. When we look at the list here in Matthew, there are 9 ringing proclamations of Makarioi. And the way things work in the Hebrew scriptures means that the middle of the list is the focus, and around the middle, the utterances form pairs which inform each other. Makarioi hoi eleemones. Blessed the merciful. The only beatitude in which the same quality is given back. Literally, blessed the merciful, for they will be mercied. Sorry to strangle the English to bring across the quality of the Greek. We can contemplate how the pairs around that central axle of mercy are related, such as those who mourn and the peacemakers, and so forth. Also, the constitution for the kingdom of God does not start with rights. It starts with a summons to action, all built on the giving and receiving of mercy. There lies the key to the glory of the kingdom of God and the fulfillment of our baptismal calling, to be numbered among the impossible-to-count multitude around the throne of God in the book of Revelation. We recognize a dialogue, an exchange of mercy in that central beatitude. Those receiving mercy have a duty to expand and extend that foundational quality of the kingdom of God. So much of the actions of politics and leadership is merciless, a quid pro quo of corruption and lies. Even bishops enter this world of vindictiveness without a second thought. The ignoring of this fundamental exchange of the grace of mercy being the sin of both laity and clergy alike, deaf to the lives of the multitude of saints, teaching us by their lives that mercy is central. The root of eleemones is eleos, familiar to us as we start Mass with Kyrie eleison. It, in turn, has to do with an act of softening, to embrace, to take on the imprint of another, to understand, to identify with, to commiserate, to extend mutuality and fellowship. Mercy helps us understand the heart of the exile instead of simply condemning an illegal immigrant. Mercy helps us address the issues of the oppression of women, helps us address the pain of children in a state system which is so overburdened by budget cuts that care and empowerment are no longer possible, and raw survival drives the dynamo of criminality. Mercy helps us understand that wealth is an invitation to the empowerment of others and not a means of personal gratification. Helps us realize that we master nature not to destroy but to support and nurture. Mercy helps us simply to understand. Mercy is the path to sanctity. May the teaching and the example of all the saints strengthen us on our journey to the core of the Beatitudes.